You've heard me say this prayer many times, those of you that have been following my ministry for a while. It's the one prayer in the Hebrew Bible, other than the Lord's Prayer or the disciples' prayer that Jesus taught us, that the Lord tells us exactly what to pray. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, I want you to speak these words. It's a blessing, even more so than a prayer. It's a blessing. I want you to speak these words over my people. So you can be confident that the Lord wants you to receive this because it was His idea to bless you with these realities. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 27. The Lord bless you and keep you. Now think about that. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. So you're not going to go astray. The Lord bless you with favor and goodness and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you. God's goodness, His happiness, His victory, His beauty, His strength. The Lord make His face shine on you. And the Lord be gracious to you. The Lord treat you with gentleness and kindness, not rewarding you according to your iniquity, but loving you and tenderly nurturing you to maturity. The Lord lift up His countenance on you. The Lord lift you up by His power, giving you victory. And the Lord give you peace, shalom, wholeness, and security. Beloved, what more could we ask for or want? To be blessed and kept. To have God look upon us in His love and in His favor and His countenance, all His goodness being poured out on our lives. And then the Lord lifting us up in victory, even through the power that raised Yeshua from the dead, lifting us up by His countenance, making us strong, and establishing us in His shalom. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.